This is CliffCentral.com.
And this is good morning to you and to you and especially to you as we start this beautiful day. I tell you, we're going to rock and roll in studio, literally. Rock and roll, maybe burn. It's going to be hot. It's going to be lots of fun things. We're going to perhaps disappear. We're going to be, there's lots of things happening on the show. My name is Alan Ford and this is CliffCentral.com. The show is called Spotlight, where we focus on entertainment, travel, food, and all the good things in and around South Africa. And of course the world, actually, for that matter. Welcome to the show. If you have not been with us before, it's really good to have you. And you'll get the insanity of what this is all about. Now, we will be chatting on the show to the one and only Mo Magic, well-known magician, illusionist, to some extent a mentalist. In other words, these are all the ists. Okay, so it's, you've got to be careful. You're going to say magician, not musician. You know, just be careful on this one. But he's, we'll see if Mo can sing a bit later. That's coming up on the show. We're going to talk to the cast of Burn the Floor. They're in South Africa. We've got an Italian and two Australians, so that's going to be really fun. And we're going to talk about the magic of that show happening at Emperor's Palace. It opened this week and it was in Cape Town a couple of weeks ago. So there's a lot of dance and there's a lot of rocking and there's a lot of rolling and there's a lot of singing. There's got lots of good things happening in and around, as I said, the country. We're also going to chat about the best way to travel, and that's cruising, and that's literally with Cruises International. We're going to talk about some of the incredible products and what they have on to offer, and why this is such a great way to get around. And a lot of the guys that are in the studio probably have performed on cruises before in their lives, so I would imagine you know what it's like, and you get a full package. So we're going to chat to the head of sales and marketing for Cruises International. But I want to open the show with, well, really, from Paris to London to Las Vegas to New York, Stomp makes music that you can't believe. Literally brooms and sticks and dustbins. And if you just look in the studio, coffee pots and that old Gareth Cliff bell. It's all here from newspapers. And basically Showtime Management has brought them into South Africa. They have appeared all over the world. And it's good to have them in studio. The matchboxes and garbage cans and Zippo lighters. And the guys are going to stomp the way. So I want to open the show by welcoming Phil Batchelor, Ian Vincent and Cammy Griffin from the international production of Stomp. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Welcome. Have you been to South Africa before?
Not South Africa. I've been to Africa.
Okay. Have you guys been?
Yes. Ian and I were both here in 2010.
When you did the other run?
That's right, yep. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have been doing this for a long time. You've been stomping for a long time.
Part of the furniture, I think.
Okay, that's cool. Hold on. Literally, you are a part of the furniture because you probably break the furniture, so they
exactly.
need you.
We are the furniture.
So it's 25 years. It's approximately going all around the world, and of course, I mean, you've been everywhere, haven't you?
We've been to a lot of places. Yeah, this is the international tour. So, there's very few places that we are still yet to visit, but there are still places that we haven't gone yet. So, hopefully, in the future, the show can go to those places too. But that's the nice thing about the show. It's there's no dialogue. There's no spoken word. There's no singing.
It's just bang, bang,
it's
bang.
All interaction with rhythm, and yeah, it's a universal language.
I didn't mean bang in like an uncoordinated
in the
sense.
Most musical way possible.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. I've got.
You got six.
there's some fun stuff we can be doing in this studio today. I loved it. And I said, so guys, what do you do? And I've seen the show before, but how are we going to do this in studio? And you just said, well, we'll just go and find all the stuff, and went into the kitchen, walked into the bathroom, and just found cups. And it just, if you take a picture, it's actually unbelievable. But for someone that hasn't seen or heard about Stomp, how would you? Yeah, and how would you describe the show?
Stomp is kind of an amalgamation of movement, music, trash, and tracking it all together.
Trash.
Trash, you know. Trash is our treasure, you know. Mm-hmm. So what people throw away, we find as instruments. And so we chuck all those things into a theatre context. Mm-hmm. And like Phil said, there's no singing. Thank God. No speaking.
We're good singers.
And we chuck it all together into this an hour and 40 minute show where there's no break, just all the way through. But it's not all bang bang. There's some melodic parts into the show. And it's not all really loud as well.
And it's great to get people going with the rhythm of a beat. I think that's it.
Yeah, everyone loves music.
So where are you from?
I am from New Zealand.
Okay, so we've got Australians, we've got New Zealands in here. Okay, cool. And I can see very Maorian looking. We're going to beat you in the World Cup, deal with it.
We'll see.
Oh, let's not go there.
I mean, you guys just dropped in the tables, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, shots fired.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Sorry. Boom, boom. Okay. So, and you've been doing this for how many years?
12 years now.
Sure.
Phil and I started together, so it's been it's been a long journey, but it's been fun.
Let me ask you a question. In 12 years, how do you run relationships? I mean it must be quite difficult. I know it's a hard question off the bat, but hey, this is the show, let's go for it, Ian.
I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years.
Is she in the show?
No. I don't think I could date anyone in the show.
Okay.
I think it would just be too much.
Cammy, how rude, eh? How rude, eh?
I'm engaged.
That was just rude. Yeah.
But I mean, she's a dancer, so she kind of understands the life as well.
Yeah, you're going to have to get
it. You kind of have to find someone who understands, and you're going to have to. It's a lot of give and take.
Okay, well, thank you for being in studio. We're going to see you here in a second. So, Paul, you're from the UK. You're from the UK. You began playing the drums in your early teens, and then you auditioned for Stomp, and that was after university, and the rest is history.
The rest is history, yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, but it's in 12 years also on the road. It's what has been some of the best experiences for you?
Oh, well, actually, previously to coming here, I would have said South Africa was one of my favorite places. We did so much when we were here last time. We went on safari. We went when we went down to Cape Town, we went diving with great white sharks. Mm-hmm. We went skydiving. We did all a bunch of stuff. So, yeah, here is definitely a highlight. Japan's always good to go to. We cover a lot of Europe as well, which is like our bread and butter. So I don't know, like I don't really have a favorite place to go to because everywhere is like a new experience for us, and we just get to soak up all the culture and try new things. And
isn't that incredible? Because we have a lot of young people and artists that listen to the show, and isn't that the key? While you can suffer in some sense with your personal lives, you get to see things that people will never experience.
Yeah, we get to see the world, and the best thing about it is we're doing what we love as well. So it's a two for one. We get to travel and see the world, but we're also performing and being able to just do what we love. And it's not necessarily a job. It is a job, but it doesn't feel like a job because we're still being exposed to like different cultures, mm-hmm. different things, and being able to travel. And who doesn't love to travel?
So Cammy, where are you from?
I'm originally from Massachusetts, but I live in Las Vegas.
Okay. And you've been a part of the show for how long now?
12 years.
Also 12 years. Gee, was it because
of this? Yes. On and off, though. On and off.
Yeah, I know. You come. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And what's the best thing about living in Vegas? I mean, I love Vegas. It's crazy.
Everybody.
Do you perform when you're off?
Yes, I do. I'm in several other productions. I've performed with Cirque. I've performed with another group, a body percussion group called Molati. I do shows with kids that don't have, like, you know, the means to perform or have are able to take dance classes. So we put on performances with them. But Vegas is Vegas. The thing is, people think of it as one way, but when I think of it as home. I don't go near the strip. There's mountains. It's a normal life. Mm. It's a standard, like, normal life. Everybody thinks it's just the strip and casinos and shows and the girls and all that stuff. It is, but there's also like normal life, and there's a community, and I love it. I love living in Vegas because there's always something to do, and there's always a gig. Always a gig.
So we've opened the show with the cast of Stomp, some of the cast members of this international phenomenon called Stomp, and it's been, as I said, around the world, rocked the world, literally. And so I thought what we'd do is, Jane, come into studio, let's film this, because this is crazy. We've got matches, and we've got teacups, and we've got coffee cups, and then we've got coffee pots, and then we've got a bell, and a tin can, and I don't know, some water cooler, and you've got... yoga balls and they've got dustbins. Okay, so we're going to see what they can do. By the way, you can catch this. We'll post this on our website so you can watch this film. And there's your stick. Sorry, you need your sticks. Okay, so guys, let's see. This is they're going to jump around the studio. Let's get ready. Jane, are you ready? Stand by, everybody. Are you ready, boys? Boys and girls. Okay, all right. Let's go. This is cliffcentral.com and the cast of Stomp. Take it away. Insane. Brilliant, insane. Pretty wild, eh? Wow, how cool was that? Well done. I loved when I saw the Frisco coffee can jumping across the room. It's like, well done, guys. That's amazing. And, of course, this is for all audiences and all families. And that's the cool thing, because the kids must love it. I mean, I'm sure this promotes people to get into drumming and to percussion and that type of thing.
Yeah,
and grab it again.
Yeah, no, it's good. I first saw Stomp when I was a 10-year-old on a DVD, and I was immediately encapsulated by what they were doing. And at that time, I didn't actually know you could get paid to do that. I thought it was just a DVD you saw at school when your teacher didn't want to teach anymore.
And you see the world, and which is, I think, some of the best stuff. And you get to experience wonderful things, wonderful audience. Are audiences' responses differently in different places, by the way?
Yes.
Tell me, Cammy.
it just depends. Some people are more reserved than others. Like, we'll get a really, like, good response at the end, but during the show, they're like this. They're just very, like, tamed. But then we get some audiences where they're just very responsive, and they're very, like, vocal throughout the whole show. So it just depends. It just depends where we are. Some people relate to rhythm better than others. It just depends where we are.
So this should be mean. Which country doesn't have the rhythm vibe?
I'm not going to answer that question.
No, it sounds
no,
weird.
I don't.
That sounds weird.
It just takes longer than others.
Because African rhythm is, like, interesting, and then I'm throwing it out here. Like, Philippines could be weird. I don't know.
Like,
I'm being weird.
If we go to somewhere like Japan, they're very quite, you know, reserved when they watch the show, and then afterwards they go absolutely mental.
Yeah.
But then you go to a place like Germany and they're just mental all the way through.
Or Brazil.
Our audience is in South Africa, because you've just finished Cape Town, which you loved.
No, not yet.
I mean,
we're going to Cape Town.
Okay,
afterwards.
Cool. But I mean, you know, wait till you see those. And Johannesburg audiences are fun.
They are.
That teatro is a great stage to perform on.
Yes, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Are you staying there?
It was dangerous down the road.
This is lovely. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, I love Cammy's. Keep it there. I love Cammy's little look. That's the cast of Stomp. We'll chat to them a little bit later in the show. Guys, thank you so much. I loved that. They were so great. They're going to come play back. You're going to be playing again. I now want to move on to a show happening at Daphne's Place at Alton General Theatre on the Square. I love saying that. And our very, very special guest, Mo Magic. Hello, Mo.
Hi, Alan.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's an absolute delight to be here with you and everybody else.
it's so firstly, we haven't met before.
No.
So it's an honor to meet you. And of course, I've seen you on television and I've heard you on radio in the past and I've seen your shows. What is Mo Magic? And what can people expect when we come and see the show? I love that. It's the opening question because it often defines a lot.
Yes. Well, Mo Magic is my performing name, and there's a nice play on the word Mo Magic as a title of mm-hmm. a show. But basically, I'm a engineer turned entertainer, and for the last 9 years, I've been focusing on the art of magic, which was a passion of mine from university. So I'm an engineer by qualification. I no longer do that. And the show is basically about spreading joy and delight.
Okay.
So that's what I do, and I do that with a combination of magic, mentalism, otherwise known as mind reading magic, and of course the family friendly comedy. So that ties everything in together.
Okay. So I'm your first subject. Can I be your first subject?
Oh yes, I just love the look of anticipation and excitement on your face, on everybody else's face here. Would you like to see some magic?
I would like to see what you're going to do for me.
Okay, so being a magician, especially in South Africa, I get asked a lot of different questions.
A lot of
questions.
People in studio,
so hopefully they can react as well. Yes, because it's not just you and I here. Mm. So you know, a lot of times people come up to me and say, "What can you do with some money?" So I've got some notes with me here, a couple of 50 South African rands. I'll show them to everybody.
That's just check. Just
50,
check.
100. 150, 200. Would you have a look at one? Make sure it's real. Make sure it's real.
The Italian doesn't know the rand, but let's go.
Okay. Okay, Alan.
I'm teasing.
So you're actually quite close to me. If I could do absolutely anything with these 50s besides giving them away.
Look at that.
Suddenly you've got trust issues in the studio this morning. Yeah, have a look at one, please.
Let me see.
Yeah, so Alan, if I could do absolutely anything besides giving it away. Ah, there we go. Alan's going to make it disappear. There's a word for that trick. It's called theft.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So I've got all four notes in my hand, two in each hand, right? Mm-hmm. Now, watch carefully. All I do is I take the notes and I wave my hands over them. Watch the notes. As I wave my hand over them, they change to 100 rand notes there at my fingertips. That's one, that's two,
that's
three,
yeah?
That's 400 rands. Everybody's smiling in disbelief, but usually people applaud, but I guess stunned silence is equally acceptable.
No, I'm just thinking, if I can send someone off to the bank, please get me a lot of 50s and I want to change them into 100.
Yeah.
Can they go into 200?
would you like to see that?
Yes.
Would everybody in the studio like to see that?
I want to see the hundreds become 200s now.
Okay, your wish is my command, okay? So if you want to take out your cameras, you can record this.
I can record
I'll show it to you again in slow motion. And the gentleman next to me, have a look at that. Make sure it is still exactly what it appears to be.
It's a note, yeah.
It's a note. Watch carefully. All I do is I take the notes and I just do it like this. If I just wave my hand, the front and then the back changes. Remember, you asked for it. Now we've got 2, 4, 6, 800 rands. Thank you very much, everybody.
I want to tell you something. Give me that money. Great stuff.
It works with your money as well. If anybody has a note on them here, I could do it with their money as well.
Okay, so we know that's. I can see it's real money.
Yeah.
But isn't that the best part? Is the secrets of the trade.
Yeah,
I think that's the key aspect, and we can't. People, unless you go and study it.
Well, I like that you mentioned that because yes. Magic involves the tricks, mm-hmm. but for me, magic is an experience. Just like I was at the Teatro on Friday night and I saw Stomp.
You saw Stomp.
Yeah, and I love mm-hmm. theater. When I'm in the West End, I watch. When I'm in Broadway, I watch theater as well. And I just love how the experience, which takes the technique of the movement, the music together, gives you an experience. So for me, as a magician, when performing either close up here or in a theater with the music, with the lighting, it's to use the tricks, it's to use the technique, everything, the interaction, the audience participation, to create emotion and feeling, and that together creates the experience of magic.
Now listen, you're in Johannesburg.
Yes.
Okay. Have you heard of this day spa, Skin Sense Day Spa?
Now I have.
They're divine. Okay. Don't make this disappear because this is a. Do you like massages and things?
I was actually planning to go for one during the week of my run.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So midweek I go because okay. I'm sure the other cast, the cast members of Burn the Floor and Stomp know that it's quite taxing every day being on stage. And my show's a 90-minute show every night.
Now, if you give us something spectacular, I've got a 700 voucher for you just for doing something.
Was that not spectacular enough?
I want more. Make the bells and whistles disappear.
Okay. Shall we do one more?
Yes.
Okay. I've got some stainless steel spoons here.
Okay.
And now, Gugu, who's who's handling the desk here, I want you to have a look at both. Make sure they're exactly Gugu's what they appear to be.
They are real.
Exactly.
There you go.
Now, can we have a look outside?
Yeah, Alan sure.
There you go. Are they real?
There you go.
Happy with that?
Stomp. He's auditioning. He'd like to be a stand-in cast member.
Okay.
Okay, Google. Excellent. So I'll show the spoons to everybody here.
Watch this, guys. Yep.
Now, they're two identical spoons. If you look carefully, even on the back of the spoon, it says stainless steel. Would you point to one of these spoons for me, please? This one?
Yep.
Okay, the one you point to is the one I'll use. Now, I'm sitting behind the microphone, but I'll do this as slow as I can. Here's the bowl. Here's the handle. I hold the bowl very gently. I stroke the bowl and watch the handle start to bend upwards ever so slowly. Now, that's not something you see every day. Let me show you the bend.
And he hasn't pulled it or tugged it or nothing.
Everybody's just shocked in silence. Okay, Phil is almost about to applaud. He doesn't know if it's a cue. Wait. Actually, let's do this. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to speak a little loud because I'm moving away. This time, I won't even touch the spoon. If I just wave my hand under the spoon, watch the spoon continue to bend, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
That is cool.
That is insane.
Yes. Oh, thank you. And if you've watched The Matrix, you'll enjoy this one. Watch it go right there.
Can we touch that while it's bent?
Of course, you can have a look at that. In fact, if you'd like, I'll autograph it. You can have it as a souvenir.
Do you want to feel that?
No, this is hot.
The bowl has moved 90 degrees.
What are you doing?
She's looking at it. She's going, what? That is a solid stainless.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that can get other things to rise, but well done.
Yeah, this was not. This illusion was not sponsored by a pharmaceutical company. That's all I'm saying.
That is for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Can you make more of those?
Yeah, we can do more of that now. And it's that time of the year when you feel like some extra pampering. So Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg, hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for women and for men. You see, Mo, that's how cool that is.
Thank you. I'm going to enjoy
this month's special. Of course, we had Sicilian Women's Month. They got great Swedish massages, manicures, and more. And also, if it's your matric farewell package, don't forget they've got lots of fun things up for grabs for the ladies and for the guys. Only in a few days time left for the month of August, you can get these very great specials at Skin Sense Day Spa. Visit cliffcentral.com or go to www.skinsense.co.za and book your treatment online. If you mention us, they're going to give you more discounts. And well done. Go and make some magic there. Let's see if you can, bend a person.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do something. I'll record it and I'll send it to you.
Okay. Do something there. That'll be fun. Okay.
I'll say compliments of Alan Ford and Cliff Central. How's
that's
that?
That's exactly it. And you just tell them and you film it and do that. The magic, the illusion, the... Now, let's just touch on the mental stuff that you do. How does that work?
Well, obviously, it's technique. I've been doing this full-time for 9 years, it started 16 and a half years ago. So I started with the sleight of hand magic, and then I went into the mentalism. And just like our other cast members here from these incredible productions, it's time, it's getting the correct mentors, it's learning, it's about refining your skills. But I think with the mystery associated with the art of magic and mentalism, people think that it might not be as easy to learn. I would say, though, that it does require an aptitude. So, for example, Phil, you're an incredible performer. Not everybody would be able to do what you do, just like not everybody would be able to do what you do, Alan. So I do think it has a lot to do with aptitude and then having the right mentors and the focus and dedication. There's nothing else I'd rather do.
So I think I'm going to... Let's, as I say, F with the brain. So we can't say those words on Cliff Central. So who would you like? Who's your subject? Who's your person that you like to do the
mentalism? Something? Yeah, okay, let's do something, Ma.
Okay, cool.
Who do you want to do it with?
Google. Shall we do?
Yeah,
it with
we
you?
Could do okay. something.
So normally, a lot of people are familiar with playing cards. There's 52 different playing cards in the deck, and two different cards. Those are the jokers.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to spread the cards out so everybody can see the cards in studio. Google. Do you know how to shuffle cards?
I have been known to shuffle cards.
Okay.
In the past,
take these cards. Just shuffle them over the desk. So if they fall on the desk. Yeah, so just shuffle them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Now, ordinarily, with sleight of hand, we'd have you select a card. But I'm going to try something a little different. Now, Gugu, we met a short while ago.
Yeah.
I asked you one or two questions about the studio, but nothing else about your personal life.
No, okay, nothing.
Good. So we've just met.
Here we go.
Now,
grab the cards.
Excellent. Now, I'm not even going to look at the cards. Uh-huh. I'm going to turn. I'm going to face away. And as I go through the cards with my finger like this, I'd like you to say stop wherever you feel comfortable.
Stop.
There, look at that card. Mm-hmm. I won't look. Remember, I'm not looking at the cards. I'm just showing that particular card to everybody else in studio. Good people in studio, if you've seen that card, please say yes loudly.
Yes.
Excellently. Now, so you shuffle these cards. You could have been looking at the front card, but you weren't. You were looking at somewhere, the card in the deck. Shuffle them again. Now, Alan, there would be no way I would know what the card is, let alone where it is, because Gugu has shuffled before and after. All these cards are mixed. Mm-hmm. Okay, Gugu, just think of your card. Just think of your card, Gugu.
Do not read my mind.
Well, that's the illusion here. That's the illusion. Don't worry, I'm not going to get your Facebook or Instagram password or anything like that. Just think of the card. We're going to do this in stages.
I got it.
I want you all to think of the color. Good. You thinking of black? Yes. On the right here, and his eyes just raised up. The gentleman from Burn the Floor is going, WTF.
That's Tyler.
Because I looked at you, but you were thinking of the color black. So let's go back to you, Google. Google, think of the shape. It could be a spade or it could be a club. Now it's 50-50. It could be a spade. It could be a club. It's one of these cards in the deck. Good. You're thinking of a club. You tried to hide it, but you gave it in.
That is wild.
Yeah, and for that one moment, you were thinking, I almost had him. Yes. Okay.
No, that's unbelievably wild, because I tried to throw you off by thinking of a different.
Yes, and
card,
I picked that up I picked that up. Yes. Let's go. Would you like to see the card appear from the deck, or would you like me to tell you what the exact card is all the way till the end? Because I know it's a club. It could be one of 13 clubs.
Let's see it appear.
Okay, so you shuffled before and you shuffled after. Watch here. I've got the six of hearts. I've got my sleeves up. Nothing on my wrist besides my smartwatch and my little fancy bracelet. On the top of the deck, we've got the six of hearts. All I want you to do is I want you to look at the six and I want you to picture your card there. Watch, if I just take my hand, empty hand, if I wave my hand over, Alan, watch this. Watch the six change to the Jack of Clubs.
And that is Mo Magic.
Thank you. And you were just thinking of that card. You didn't take it out. You didn't put it back in the deck. You were thinking of the Jack of Clubs.
How's that stomp? This is the guy that... That's amazing
how
stuff.
How sick is that?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
But you're going to hang around. We'll do some more fun things with you. That's Mo Magic. Mo Magic show begins
tonight and runs right to Saturday
at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square in Sandton.
So you open tonight. Yes. So I love it. We've got Burn the Floor happening there. We've got Stomp happening. Burn the Floor happening at Empress. Stomp happening at Monte Cassino. We've got you at the Sandton Square. And there's so many other wonderful things. I saw Kinky Boots in Cape Town. I want to just give it a punt. We got the cast flying up for the show next week. It is superb. Okay. The Broadway show Kinky Boots, written by the music by Cindy Lauper. We'll have them here. But please, if you can get in to see it at the Fugard in Cape Town, it really is worth it. Also, Gate 69 has started their new production with the Trolley Dollies. And so we'll chat to Brendan and the Trolley Dollies also coming up in the next couple of weeks. So those are some of the great things happening. And of course, Peter Dirk Ace is at Peter Turin's Theatre at the Theatre on the Bay in Camps Bay. So yeah, that's some of the things you just don't want to miss happening in and around the country of South Africa. My name is Alan Ford. This is CliffCentral.com. It is really good to be with you. We've got some wonderful things. We're stomping, we're burning the floor, we've got magic, and we're going to have some music just now. This is all happening in studio. But I want to welcome Seymour Brugger, who is the sales and marketing manager of Cruises International, into the studio, because in the show we love to look at food and we love to look at travel and entertainment and music. Which is the things that people love in life. And I've got to tell you, Cruises International will blow your brains away. Now, if you can trust me on one thing that I do believe to be true, cruising to me is the best way to travel. You get to see a number of destinations, a number of countries. You don't have to pack and unpack. You don't have the airport queues. It's getting off a boat and on a boat. It is so value for money and cost effective because all your meals are included, all your shows are included, okay? All your if you go over certain drink packages, or you book certain in certain ways, or your drinks are included. So if you like a bit of a pot, I'm a bit of a potter, not a Harry Potter, but just sort of one of those drinkers, it makes it very cost effective, and you see the world. And then of course they've got the most insane things on the cruise, like ice rinks. And some have got the proper full-on surfing waves. We're going to talk about it right now with Seymour. How are you doing, Seymour?
Oh, thank you. So thank you so much for having me.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Crazy things happening around the studio. We have got magic, stomp, burn the floor. It's cool.
I was going to say, I can't bend spoons and I can't sing and I can't stomp, but I can send people on the most amazing experiences. So firstly...
I like your slogan here because it says we have a cruise brand to suit all budgets and lifestyle.
Correct.
Tell me a bit about that.
Well, it really is. There's something for everyone. I mean, we've been representing 9 different cruise brands for the last 28 years. Mm-hmm. So we've been operating in South Africa for a very long time. And the main brand we sell is Royal Caribbean. I'm sure many people are familiar with Royal Caribbean.
I've been on Voyager of the Sea and... Yeah. Princess of the Sea,
World's biggest cruise brand, but you know, they're very family orientated with lots of activities for the children. As you mentioned earlier, zip slide, you've got the Flow Rider on board, you can learn how to surf, ice rink, the most incredible shows on board, you know, whether it's Broadway productions or singers or bands or whatever it is. Or then if you want something a bit more upmarket, a bit more quiet, a bit more refined, we've got 6-star brands that we represent, you know, butler service.
Now, tell me about that, because that is a part of your Crystal Cruise.
Correct, yes.
Okay, that's Crystal Cruise, river, yacht, luxury air, and obviously that type of travel. Yeah. Tell us about Crystal, because this is fun stuff.
Crystal's phenomenal. Actually, I'll be on Thursday with Gareth.
Yeah, I know.
Gareth and I are cruising together on Crystal Serenity out of Rome.
You know the rule for next year, I'm coming with. I'm telling you, I'm right on that boat. Okay.
Crystal is a 6-star brand, world's leading luxury cruise brand, 25 years running. So really an absolutely phenomenal experience. But immediately when you mention luxury, people think boring. And I want to debunk that myth because I was on Crystal in June and they had Illuminati on board.
Yeah.
Now, for those you don't know, Illuminati is one of the original acts that I'm not sure if they won America's Got Talent, but they were one of the finalists.
Mm.
And they do that light show and all of that. And they were on board of Crystal. Now, you know, people think luxury, only old people, but they have these kind of entertainers on board.
To get that right.
Yeah. And it's free. It's like a free show. And you can go watch an act like Illuminati on board. It's phenomenal.
But that particular cruise brand, I mean, some of the boats have got Michelin star restaurants.
Correct. Well, you can't be Michelin star graded.
Sorry, you can't be graded.
But they're basically they have restaurants that are on the same.
On the same. The chefs have got Michelin stars on land. Sorry, you can't get a Michelin star. I never thought about that.
So,
actually,
for example, Crystal's got MasterChef Nobu. So the one and only restaurant down in Cape Town, you've got the Nobu restaurant. They're on board Crystal. And it's a free dining experience. It's included in your package. You don't have to pay additional. And you can experience literally the best sushi in the world on the ship.
I love that, and of course, the best part is that there are two ways to do it. When you is the word docker?
Dock, yes,
still docked. Even the big boats.
Correct.
Just checking.
Correct.
When you dock, you are able to do two things. You can go on tours with the cruise liner, or you can just explore yourself, which is also fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I prefer actually exploring myself. I just, you know, shorts and tackies, and you go out and explore those little cities. I think with a brand like Crystal, the ships are a bit smaller, so Crystal only takes 970 passengers. But because the ship is smaller, it goes to these smaller cities. So, for example, when Gareth and I are cruising next week, you know, we're going to Portofino, we're going to Saint-Tropez, we're going to Florence, the slightly smaller towns where your big ships would not have access to go.
Yes, you can't go.
So a brand like Crystal would go right into these small towns, literally docking right in town, and then you get to literally walk off and go experience these little villages or towns.
So we speak about the Crystal experience, the 6-star cruising. I do want to come back and touch on Royal Caribbean for a second, because I do think it's a nice family holistic approach. Let me tell you why. Because again, you get especially if you go through you guys and you look at you go through times of the year where it's not so busy, you can get great deals. Number one, number two, again, you can take the kids along. And I think that's a good way to see it, because that's how the Americans do it.
Correct.
A hell of a lot. I mean, that's the famous Florida thing. They wait to see when the prices are right. I watched a documentary recently on a lady that moved, sold her house up, and all she does, she's 80, and she spent the last 5 years just cruising.
Yeah.
She goes from one boat to another boat.
It's cheaper to actually stay on a ship than it is for some of these old age homes. That's why a lot of the elderly do that.
Do you know that? Yeah. Okay, it's interesting. Correct. I mean, correct. I'm not trying to say that's what you're going to find. I'm just saying it's – so again, it's about being smart and give us some of the tools – and which people should book on how they should be doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, correct.
Because you want to be cost effective. You want to be, have value for money.
Last year alone, over 30 million Americans went on a cruise. So you're 100% right. For them, it's they love cruising. Mm. They do look for those good deals. But yeah, we've been representing Royal Caribbean in sub-Saharan Africa for 28 years. You know, we're sending about 13,000 South Africans a year at the moment on Royal Caribbean, and we're growing every year. And yeah, you're 100% right. In terms of the family angle, there is no better value because the kids are in a safe environment. And these days, people want safety, of course, with terrorism and all these kind of things that go on. Ships have proven to be very safe. So the kids can literally for a week.
And they get out your face. It with love. I mean it with love. I mean that in a kind way.
No, they
get out your face.
Yeah.
No, hold on, because they're busy. They've got to climb the walls and there's entertainment clubs. Yeah. And they, I was looking at a photograph here. I mean, the whole cast of the real like Madagascar cast, look, are all there entertaining the kids. I mean, that's, and I love the fact that adults can, you can have a bit of a punt if you have a bit of a casino vibe. The Greeks who want to know things in Lebanese, you know, how that works. And then if you have, would love the experience of watching, entering competitions or playing bingo and entering the strip's idols, they've got that type of stuff. Then they've got first class shows. I know my friends were doing Priscilla Queen of the Desert, the international UK tour, then hit the boat and... I think Jason Donovan even did some of it. So just it shows you that it offers everything for everyone. Correct. And good food.
Correct. I mean, Royal had a partnership with DreamWorks. Mm. So you'd be in the ship and suddenly there would be like this mob. And suddenly there's the DreamWorks characters that come out and do this massive carnival across the ship. It's a hell of a lot of fun. Even the adults join
in. And there's lots of parties. There's a white party on some of them. And there's the captains. Do they still do captain's balls?
They do.
And that type of stuff. So, but the nice thing is, yes, your cabin. I like to go for maybe 12 nights, but you don't move.
Yeah.
You don't have to pack and unpack.
I was about to say, that's probably the biggest value add is, you know, when you want to go visit Europe or the Caribbean or wherever it might be, you've got to climb in a taxi, queues at the airport, flight delays, etc. On a cruise ship, you get off, you visit that city, you come back and your room's there in the evening. You don't have to pack or unpack. And if you're traveling with children, that's such a hassle-free way of doing it.
Yeah,
happy kids, happy parents, you know, that's the saying. So.
Yeah, and happy wives, happy lives. Okay, seriously. How do people book? How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, so obviously we've got our webpage, www.cruises.co.za.
Cruises.co.za.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Our social media pages are up and active. We have we post all of our specials on a daily basis. And we've got a fully equipped team that can also handle the call. So you can call us on 011-327-0327. And we've got experienced consultants that could help you with any of your requirements.
It's easy. It's www.cruises.co.za. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much
for having
me.
Have fun with Gareth. We'll chat to you over the course of next week.
Thanks so much.
I can't wait to hear you guys in Rome.
In Rome.
That'll be great. Thank you for joining us in the studio. This is cliffcentral.com. I love it. We've got a round of applause. And now, with the cast of Burn the Floor, we've got the one and only Georgia Freeman.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Georgia?
How are you?
Good. Tyler Asapati.
That's me.
And Gustavo Viglio.
The Italian Stallion.
The Italian Stallion. Of course the Italian Stallion will come here with that one.
Here he is.
Welcome. So firstly, let's open with what is Burn the Floor? I've seen it, but if people haven't seen it, what's it about?
Oh gosh, what isn't Burn the Floor? Burn the Floor has everything to offer in regards to theatre. We've got a troupe of 12 ballroom and Latin dancers, and then we've got three vocalists, one of them being South Africa's own Lelo Ramasimong, who's just been on The Voice, and as well as we've got her husband, which is a drummer. So you don't have to be a dance lover to love this show. It's got live music. We cover some great like new and old songs. It's a great show. It's been running for about 20 years now.
Yeah, that's an institution of a show.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Where did you just come from besides Cape Town? So I know you guys were in Cape Town recently. You're now in Johannesburg.
Yes, we're finishing our world tour here this year. We started in the UK earlier this year. Then we went to Korea. And then we actually just came from the Sydney Opera House in Sydney, Australia.
Okay, so that's incredible. And then, Tyler, you sing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, come, pass me your phone.
Oh, God.
Let the games begin. This is what we do. We do the most. Please, to our regular listeners, and I know that you love the music on the show. We've got everyone to sing live. I know we're late this morning, but we had, you know, obviously sequentially, we had other things. But now we're going to have...
just hit play on that.
Tyler, just... Yeah.
Tyler, have you got... You've got
your cans? You can hear?
I've got them. Yeah. Wait, which one am I plugged into? Let's play with this volume a little bit.
What?
Here,
well, hold on, let's have a look.
Oh, yeah. God, pressure's on now, huh?
He thinks he's one, that's for
oh,
sure.
Oh, no. Yeah. Thanks, George.
Okay, let's see if we've got sound. Let's get this all right.
Check. Okay. Mic check.
Mic check.
Are you ready to go?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Let's go. Oh, we've started a little bit late in that song, guys. Okay, can we turn it off a bit?
Oh, no, let me get this up. Wait, hold a second. This is...
Tech issue.
Yes. Minor difficulties. It's fine.
Sound check.
If you want, I mean, I don't have to sing.
Let's go back. Let's go.
Get up, cool. Get up, stay on the sea like a sex machine. Get up, stay on the sea like a sex machine. Get up, stay on the sea, like a sex machine. Wait a minute, shake your arm and use your form. Stay on the sea, like a sex machine. You got to have a feel it, and show your bones. Get it together, ow! Ride on, ride on. Get up, get up. Guys, let's take it to the bridge one time. Mike, can we take it to the bridge?
Definitely.
All right, whenever we're ready, let's hit the fucking show. Here we go, guys. Come on. Come on and stay on the sea like a sex machine. The way I like it, it's the way it is. I got my dick, he got his. Stay on the sea like a sex machine, yeah. Stay on the sea like a sex machine, yeah. I'll shake your money maker.
That is amazing. So I don't know what happened. At least someone's trying to find you. We're out of there. Okay,
that was a mic drop.
Yeah.
He owned it.
I don't know what happened. That's boom. Okay, good.
We were near the end
well
anyway.
Done.
That's
yes,
cool.
Tyler.
Drumming. Okay.
There you go.
So Tyler, you're from Australia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so are you, Georgia.
Yes, yep.
All right. Is it great traveling the world? Is it the best ever? How long have you been in the show?
Since about May last year.
He's a newbie.
Yeah. Okay. Are you loving it?
Oh, yeah.
And what other productions have you done?
I did Thrill Alive on the West End, if any of you guys have seen it. I was playing percussion in that, though. I wasn't, like, in the show. Mainly, this is, like, my first thing that I've done, like, singing on stage. Normally, I'm behind the scenes, like, being a bit more comfortable there.
Okay, all right. So, but you're getting used to it. How old are you now?
28.
Okay, all right. So you're going to get into this. The man can sing. Sweet James Brown, hello, how you doing? Yeah. How you doing? Like a sex machine. Sweet Jesus.
Don't
walk through Johannesburg singing sex machine, you're going to be seeing some things. Let me tell you, that spoon ain't going to be rising. Something else is going to happen.
You're going to be running.
There you go,
he'll
Tyler.
Be cruising these streets. Okay, so that's excellent. Sorry, I had a moment to stop. Okay, and Georgia, tell me about your life and doing this. Are you loving it?
I love it. I started with Burn the Floor when I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, South Africa was actually my first tour back in 2011. So that was part of my first journey.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, eight, 9 years later. And I've been able to travel the world with this company. I can't tell you how extraordinary this dance company is. We've now got 90 dancers. And it's funny, just you were talking about cruises. We actually, Burn the Floor is actually on Norwegian Cruise Lines as well. So
amazing.
We have 90 dancers all
year
round.
Have you done that yet, by the way?
Yes. Yeah. So Gustavo and I have been on Norwegian Cruise Line, as well as most of the cast actually here in South Africa.
Gustavo and you dance partners.
No, no, we're life partners, but not dance partners.
Are you
dating?
Yeah. Dating.
Dating.
So you know, everyone else has done something. So are you going to stand up and dance for us?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Oh, I mean,
I need music. I need some music.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason why we don't dance together.
What?
Because
we fight way too much when we dance together.
Okay, it's one spin. But we need.
I got the whole show's backing track on here, guys. Okay. So,
if it's a backing track, that means you have to sing again.
No.
Actually, I think it's a team effort. What do you say?
Okay. Oh God.
Okay. So sort that out. And while we're preparing that, let me read the next live read. Okay. On the 3rd of September, Siv Ngezi will host Africa Tung's second annual gala dinner entitled Game Changers of Our Lifetime. The event recognizes prominent South Africans who have changed the game in the industry as we celebrate Africa Tung's 25th years of legacy. Please join these influential business professionals, celebrities, leading organization, inspiration. And of course, this is all about helping in child poverty, youth unemployment, and they do some great work. Please visit africatikkun.org. That's africatikkun.org. All proceeds from the special event next week on the 3rd of September goes to upskilling, educating and creating jobs for young people in South Africa. This is cliffcentral.com. Let's see what we've got going there. Come, peeps.
What
come.
Are you guys thinking?
Right. We've had dancing, we've had magic, singing. How cool is this? This show is mad. Crazy stuff.
Okay, let me just make sure. I'll see if I've got the proper track here for you guys.
Okay, but it's
okay.
Okay.
Well, you guys are in for a treat.
I love it. I mean, okay, so you don't dance. Listen, you've done a lot of dancing, I'm sure, in your life. It might not be standing up, but hey, that's a whole other thing.
Hey.
Okay.
All right.
Go back a little bit.
Do you want to go from the start?
From the start.
How long have you guys been together?
5 years. 4 years. 4 years.
Italians exaggerate.
Italians exaggerate everything.
Do you want to go from the verse?
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Okay, cool. Just stick it right. Stick it close to the mic.
Oh, you want me to just chuck it in here?
Yeah, put it close to the mic. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
One,
give us a bit of a lean.
Two, and
do you guys need a warm up? We don't need any injuries. We don't want any re-blocks.
It's more like we're probably going to ruin things here. So.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, I'm going to move a little bit this way.
Can you move it a little bit?
All right. Tyler.
And as they dance, what are you dancing, guys?
Oh, what is like a cha-cha, Michael Jackson sort of salsa.
Criminal salsa, cha-cha. Okay.
This is from the production of Burn the Floor happening at Empress Palace. Here, take it away.
Woo! Oh, hang on. We've got a while, though.
Ready?
We've got a while.
It's...
Let's just do a good basic.
Wow.
Ready, here we go.
That is a woman. She was a brilliant. And you can watch these videos on our website at cliffcentral.com. Sure. I love that.
I never get bored of watching that, guys.
I know, that is so hot. I actually I had a hot flash. It happens in your 40s, people. It happens.
That's why Gustavo calls himself the Italian Stallion, huh?
Yeah, that's very good.
The Italian Stallion.
Gustavo, how did you get involved? Tell us all about you.
All right. This might sound funny story, because my dad wanted me to be a soccer player. Sorry. And he said one time during I was tackling, he said, "You look like a ballerina." I said, "Dad, then I should try it." And I went for a dance class, and I could never stop anymore.
And this is in Napoli, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So amazing. Okay. Get your breath, Shane.
150% at all times, because so it is.
You, his partner, you would know best. So. That was good, guys. It's good.
Did it pass out?
Where's those drumsticks?
So I've got to just tell you, this all in all, I mean, is a great production. It's a great show. Again, I love that all these shows are for family. And that's great, because you can go as a whole family to go and see Stomp, you can go see Burn the Floor, you can go watch Mo Magic as a whole family. And I think that's the cool thing. And today's been a very family oriented show, but that's what I think the vital thing is. So you end your tour here?
Yeah, no, we're on to Durban next.
I'm in Durban, sorry.
Yes,
South Africa,
but our world tour finishes here. And then we sort of all go back home for a little while until next year. So we feel very lucky to be finishing up in South Africa because, yeah. You know, there's a lot of new cast here that have never been here before, so they're experiencing things.
What are you going to do for the next few months until next year? Will you rest or...?
I will definitely rest. we're very tired, but a lot of the dancers within the show have their own sort of things. A lot of them are part of Dancing with the Stars in sort of their respective countries and stuff.
Fun
like
fact,
that.
Actually, she won Dancing with the Stars Australia this year.
Did you?
Wow, yay! Congrats.
And even better fact, she beat him to win the title.
I was in third place for my barrier
of language.
He came
third. Off of your barrier of language.
Who are your partners?
My partner was a guy called Sam Johnson. He's an actor and has a massive, massive cancer charity in Australia. And Gustavo's was Constance Hall, who's
a
blogger.
Was a blogger, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well done. That's sure. So Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And your voice, where are we going to with you, Tyler?
Me, when I go back,
I want to hear some more music. You know,
oh man, I'm actually going back to record some more originals and stuff with my friends. We had like a week off in between like the UK tour and heading to South Korea, so we got down to we booked out like a mini mansion thing, recorded everything live there, and time to go back and finish mastering.
So
that.
When you finish mastering, will you get a hold of us? Can we punt it in South Africa?
Oh, absolutely!
We'd
yeah, I'd love that.
That.
Yeah.
He's
going to
hold you to that.
I will hold it. I'm telling you, this is what we're going to do.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's absolutely wonderful having you in studio, and thank you for being with us, guys. It's been this is such a nice, busy show. Mo Magic, is there anything else you want to show us before we move?
Yeah, why not? We had something with the cast of Stomp next to me. Now we've got the cast of Burn the Floor. Gustavo, you said you're from Italy, yes?
Yes.
Okay, what currency do you use in Italy?
Euro.
Euro? So my South African rand won't work?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, wait. I have an idea. Watch this, right? Let's use our imagination, and we use a bit of origami. Watch the 20 rand. I show you the front, I show you the back, right? All I do is I fold the note at my fingertips. Can you see? It's a 20 rand brown.
Yes, 20
rand. If I just blow and squeeze... You see, it changes to a 20 euro.
Oh, mamma mia. No.
Mamma mia. Oh, we're going to be so rich.
Can I take that, actually?
He's from Napoli. He'll
where's
take that.
Where's the applause? Yeah. Everybody stand here. Everybody stand here. Making miracles in this audience here at Cliff Central. Have a look at that. Make sure it is real. Make
that
sure
really
it
was brilliant. That was 20. That was insane.
Oh, yeah.
20 rand to 20 euros.
Best exchange rate ever.
And I want to tell you, Mo didn't. I didn't even know that one of the members here today would be a European. I didn't even know that. So that you had no clue. So
what about Australian? Can you turn it to an Australian?
I can, but you know what to expect now.
Ah.
So the element of surprise is gone. Like, for example, I didn't know that was the type of dance that you were going to do, and when you executed that, it just had me, you know, speechless.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing.
Well, Mo Magic, you happened this week at, and what is your website?
Yeah, my personal website is momagic.co.za.
Okay.
MOMAGIC.co.za. Facebook and Twitter is Mo Magic. Instagram, Mo Magic SA.
Okay. Now, what I thought we'd do to close the whole show, Burn the Floor, don't miss it, Empress Palace. They've just left the Cape Town run. And of course, they go on to Durban. And then, of course, Showtime has got a stomp happening in Johannesburg. Then in Cape Town. Those are the two cities, and don't miss the shows. Please book now. Get onto it, okay? This is going to be brilliant. It's all brilliant stuff. So come, stomp. Come quickly.
Okay. What are we doing? Okay.
Grab your stuff. Come. He's going to play sing something, and then we're going to play.
And I'm going to dance.
Yeah, go.
And you're going to dance, exactly.
What all right, are we playing?
You're going to sing your sex machine again. Come, bring it. Because they've got to play to it. All right.
Okay. All right.
Let's not burn the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen such a show?
Stomp the Floor coming at you in 2020.
Stomp with the combination of Burn the Floor. This has never been done before, I think, in the history of the world, so you might as well do it here.
One of the best collabs ever in history.
No, this is going to be there.
Where are we? Sorry, guys, give me a quick second.
So, yes, don't forget to follow all our pops, podcasts.
Number 19, Sex Machine.
Okay, let's do Sex Machine again.
Oh.
Okay, number 19.
I'll just follow
are you ready?
I'm
not going to be over there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
right. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the sea. Get on up. Like a sex machine, yeah. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the sea. Get on up. Sex machine, yeah. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the sea. Get on up. Like a sex machine, yeah. Get on up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Your farm. Stay on the sea like a sex machine. You got to have a feeling as sure as you bones. We'll get it together. All right, all right, all right. Get up, get on up. Get up,
woo.
Ah, get up, get on up. Hey, y'all, can we take it to the bridge? Come on, Stone, let's take it to the bridge. All right, now let's hit the bridge. Whenever you're ready, you're ready, Mo. Let's go. Come on in. Stay on the sea. Like a sex machine. The way I like it. Ow! It's the way it is. I got my digging. He got it. Stay on the sea.
This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and this is The Spotlight. Have the best week, and don't miss these fabulous shows. Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.